gentlemen, you will not believe what is arriving in my ears now, what is reports coming to me on the heels of yesterday's broadcast. I'm going to get into that right here at the opening of the show. Good morning, everyone. From my perspective, it's morning. It might be afternoon or evening where you are, or it might be the middle of the night. The great thing about the truth and about doing these shows is that this material works while I'm sleeping. Yes, that's right. You can access this anytime, and it goes across the globe as God wills. And same with books. It's so wonderful to make shows and write books and write newsletters that are on my website forever, because then people can tap into the truth anytime, day and night, while I am doing other productive things. Yes, I do other productive things too. You know, I'm preparing books, more books for you. More on that soon. So I'm getting reports on the heels of yesterday's show that I failed to mention this. This is hugely important. I think it's evidence of the grace of God. When that material, that amazing fluid, the containing all those sperm cells, when that is coursing through the tubing of the male, some would call it the urethra or the ureters or something. I don't know. No, not the ureters. Those go from the bladder, right? Not sure what those things are. Let's just call it the water courses. Anyway, this fluid goes there. God put nerve endings at the end of, inside these vessels, these tubes, and it feels good when it comes out. These are the reports I'm getting, that this fluid feels good to the man as it's rushing toward the woman. This is fantastic. I'm having my people look into this, see if I can verify that for you. And I'm also being told now that it feels good to the woman too, when this transaction takes place. All this, to me, is evidence that God is looking out for us, and He's not leaving us without enjoyment in this life, whether it's in the form of this amazing transaction between the sexes, or whether it's in the form of the cacao bean made into chocolate, or even the coffee bean being roasted, ground, and then having hot water dripped on it. It's fantastic, amazing. These things that God has provided for. Oh, and grapes being fermented. And you know, to some people, it's not enough. It's like, okay, we're going to like torture this grape. We're going to put it in a cool, dark place, let it rot, and then it's going to be transformed into something better than when it was. It becomes wine, does it not? Yes, Jesus turned water into wine. But some people go to the next level. Where are these people? They're really ingenious. They're clever. They say, it's not good enough for us. Not good enough. We've let the grapes rot. We've let them ferment. They've created wine. Tell you what we're going to do now. Too much sugar in it. We're now going to distill the wine. We're taking it to the next level, people. Stand back. Get your kids off the street. We're going to distill this wine until there's no sugar left in it. We're going to turn it into liquor, into a spirit. And now we're going to call it brandy. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I discovered this not too long ago. What they've done to wine. Not good enough. Nope. Going to take all the sugar out of you, and we're going to turn you into a spirit. It's no accident that this is called a spirit. Oh, that's fantastic. Now, back to A. Enoch here, and I have a new bunker light, only it's called the light on my phone here. But this is really helpful toward the dissemination of this information that I'm going to give to you. This is an amazing thing. Listen to this. While the Jews have yet few of the outward signs of nationality, this is what we've always associated with power and strength, an outward side of nationality. They are far more homogeneous unit. They are a far more homogeneous unit than many a nation with a government and territory of its own. Now, I know Israel now has territory of its own, but this is not even required. You know how it is with the body of Christ, that whenever we get together, we understand that we're a unit. We have this fellowship of spirit that's amazing, and it transcends gender, transcends nationality, transcends race, all these great things. Well, the Jews also have a common denominator. They are wired by God to rule the world, and so they don't need any outward nationality. They don't need any outward government or even territory. The ties of blood, quoting from the book now again, the ties of blood and religion are far stronger than any political bonds can ever be. And I claim to you, the ties of spirituality are deeper than blood. Spirit is thicker than blood. Blood is thicker than water. Spirit's thicker than blood. That's a Martin Zender saying. What a striking contrast there is between India and the Jews. This is A. Enoch. Why he's comparing India to the Jews, I cannot now say. Let's discover together. The natives of India are bound together by a common government, but divided by caste and religion. Oh, their religion, I guess, splits them more than joins them. Though they are all together in one land, they have little power or influence, even in their own government. All right, so this is a matter of power and influence and the degree of it. The Jews are scattered everywhere. They have no king. This is true today. The Jews have been scattered among every nation of the earth. I'm doing a series on this. Please go to it at martinzender.com, the ZWTF, which is the name of my newsletter. I'm doing a series on Romans. A couple weeks ago, talked about the remnant. Jews are scattered, and yet there are those who believe, and there are the apostates who are amassing wealth and influence apart from organized government. They just know what they're doing. They have no king, no priest. Their numbers are only a small fraction of India's millions. It's just a comparison here from one religion, Hinduism, to another religion. There might be more members of the Hindu religion, and yet it's just not the same blood. It's not the same DNA. It's not the same chip. They don't have the chip. Sorry. Certain nationalities, certain religions, they don't have the chip that the Jews have. No priests. Their number are only a small fraction of India's millions, yet they, the Jews, are united as no other nation ever was, despite their internal factions, and they have a greater influence on world affairs than any other nation of modern times. The Jews hold a controlling interest in some lines of business which are quite legitimate. Oh, that's true. Listen to this, though. This may seem outdated, and it is, but the fact, the underlying fact, is as viable as ever. It is said that most of the meatpacking and shoemaking, as well as clothing manufacturers in the United States, is in their hands. But they not only lead, but dominate and control the tobacco, the theatrical, and the moving picture industries, and have a stranglehold on the newspaper and magazines of the whole country. And again, this was written in 1930. It's even more profound today. It is said that the publication that exposes them is doomed, no matter how much wealth there is behind it. One notable effort was made, and the publication is now suspended. Now, along this line of legitimate businesses, I'll give you a legitimate business. This was passed on to me by a faithful viewer. Speaking of Amazon.com, a woman named Mary sent me this email. I loved the subject line here. The Amazon Intoxicant. She starts this way. Hi, Martin. Your insightful teaching is the highlight of my day. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. For many years, I've rejected TV and newspapers. So this is something where, here's a confession from this woman, and many of you can admit to a similar confession, and I have admitted to confessions too. I would like to be able to tell you that I'm removed from the intoxicant of Babylon and that I am my own man. I'm not influenced by advertising. I'm not influenced by this intoxicant. But come on, let's be honest with ourselves. Everyone, to some degree, is influenced by the intoxicant of Babylon. Remember, the deception that we are coming into is going to develop and become more profound and more sweet, quote unquote, if you will, that even the elect would be deceived if possible. That's us. We're the elect. So we are going to be tempted by this one world government and its development. And so we are going, I don't think anyone on this earth can be immune to this intoxicant. Mary goes on, I must confess to being one among millions who can't imagine shopping without Amazon. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Amazon.com, the ingenious mail order business that many people can't live without. I, Martin Zender, utilize Amazon. It's amazing. If you buy certain products, you can get on their special list, and for a minimal fee, you can get 2-day free shipping. They make it impossible to resist. The next question, who controls Amazon? Here's the answer. According to an email, to an article forwarded to me by loyal viewer Mary, one of the 11 Amazon.com executives, 8 are Jews. This is a numerical representation of 73% of the 9 Amazon.com directors. 6 are Jews or have Jewish spouses. This is a numerical representation of 67%. Jews are approximately 2% of the U.S. population. Only 2%. And yet, it's a little top-heavy in the management of lucrative businesses that intoxicate us all. Therefore, Jews and spouses of Jews are overrepresented among the Amazon.com executive. That sounds negative, overrepresented. I say it's perfectly represented. This is the way it is meant to be. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's natural that this should be happening. Amazon is a great company. It's ingenious. It's brilliant. And as you, all these things are brilliant. I actually don't resent that Israelites are controlling these things and doing these things. Again, I give them the benefit of the doubt. They're just enterprising. And shame on us if we become drunk by the intoxicant. So we're taking sips of it. Mary takes sips of the Amazon intoxicant. She's not getting drunk any more than I'm getting drunk on brandy. No, I taste it. It's delicious. Try it sometime. I thought brandy contained sugar. I wasn't sure what it was, and I had to research it, and I found out that it's distilled wine. I'm like, OMG, they're taking wine to the next level. Unbelievable. I don't think it's overrepresented. I think it's perfect by a factor of 36.5 times. That's 3,650%. You understand that? Jews and spouses overrepresented. And overrepresented among the Amazon.com directors. Okay. Yes, Amazon.com, we know it's owned by Jeff Bezos. Who's a Jew? It's okay. Jeffrey Blackburn is the senior vice president. Jew? Another senior vice president, Sebastian Gunningham. Stephen Kessel. I go to the list. I can go down the list, but why? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 high-level executives at Amazon. Bless them. Bless the heart of Amazon of Jewish extraction. I think it's spectacular. I'm actually happy for it. What? I'm looking at my time. You're kidding. I'm that far along? Wow. Not to worry. Not to worry about any of this, my friends. It's just that we use the world, and we use what the world provides, and many of the things that give us pleasure. And look, The World is Hard. I'm going to get into something tomorrow from A.E. Knox's book that I'll expand upon what I'm about to tell you at the close of this show. What I'm about to tell you and what I am going to tell you is that life is hard. And God has provided enjoyments for us to get us through. Otherwise, we would all kill ourselves. I'm serious. And I've told you, I don't want to be that guy who stands before God and complains about how hard life was. You remember that sign, that lyric from the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday? Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. Hey, that wasn't bad. It wasn't good. Yeah, eventually everyone understands how hard life is. And I'm not going to be one of those guys who stands before God in Christ and complains about how hard life was here on earth. And to have them, Jesus and God, team up on me, join forces and say to me, Zender, we gave you so many things to help you through life, but you were too religious. You were too morally sound in your own estimation, by your own calculation, that you couldn't avail yourself of legitimate pleasures. Paul says God has given us all things to be richly enjoyed, including brandy, you know, including Amazon.com, where you can look at a bunch of cool stuff and buy it. Go ahead. If you need something and it's within your budget, get it. If a movie makes you happy, watch it. You know what makes me happy? Twister. I don't know why. What does that make me happy? One of my favorite lines is that guy, that meteorologist Bill, that one woman who's in love with him, he's a meteorologist and chases tornadoes. Why do they call Billy the Extreme? And one guy says, because Billy is the extreme. Oh, that's just one of the many lines I like from Twister. That movie makes me happy. Why? I think it's because of violent weather. I think it's because it's a harbinger suggestion that this Earth, as presently constituted, is going to disappear. That's fine with me. I'm looking for the fulfillment of my hopes and dreams, and I can't get them on Amazon. They come from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.